Chilling, Ruby.
Hey, you all good? Hey, everybody here? Okay, so let's continue. I think I have a little bit more clarity in some in certain things here. So I want to talk it all through. We have like this. We have Rav is mechalek between a case of Vade Gevura and a case of Sofek Gevura. In a case of Sofek Gevura, so then you could rely that the Sofek Achila is Maisi from the Sofek Gevura. In the case of Chazina DeShakol, we have a Vade Gevura, then Ein Sofek Maisi Midei Vade. And then that's the whole sugya about this yisoid about Ein Sofek Maisi Midei Vade. But upon him, Robus is a chiluk. The difference between Chazina DeShakol, so then there's a, well, Robus Mechalek with the difference between Chazina DeShakol, so then Ein Sofek Maisi Midei Vade, and we do a stakum where it's a Sofek, and their Sofek is Maisi Midei Sofek. The shaila is Reb Zeira, does Reb Zeira agree to that distinction? Does Reb Zeira agree that there's a distinction between achila in regard to a vaday, sofek achila in regard to a vaday, and sofek achila in regard to a sofek? The big reason to think that Reb Zeira does agree to it is because l'chayra the distinction is muchach in the Mishnah itself. The Mishnah itself is mechalak, even though the Gemara itself never really pointed this out. The Gemara asks, what's the difference between Chazina DeShakol and Medur Sakum? And Rav is mechalak between Vaday and Sofek. But in the Mishnah itself, you see a chiluk between Vaday and Sofek. By a Sofek Gevura, if we didn't see the Gevura, it was Lo Chazina DeShakol. So it's mutter. And by Chazina DeShakol, where there's a Vade Gevura, then it's also. L'chayra, you see, there's a difference between a Vade and a Sofek. So does Reb Zeira in fact agree to that distinction? And if not, what's he going to do with the Mishnah? So Amud Beis. There's a Tosfos Amud Beis. Dibra Maskel B'Shleishos Eloi Mishayra. Place is explaining Abai's sheet over there. The Gemara, Abai, Gemara over there asked, and Amud Beis, if by Lo Chazina DeShakol, so we're not Choshesh for Gevura, so how come it says that the Mishnah says that what's left over from the Dikas Chometz, whatever Chometz you're leaving over for tomorrow, you have to be Matzniya in a safe place? Because otherwise we're afraid that a Chuld is going to come and take it away. So you see that if you leave chametz unguarded, we're chayshish for greiras chulta. We assume that a chulta came, took some chametz away. You're gonna have to redo the whole bdika. So it's a right that even by loy chazina deshakal, we're chayshish. That by answers that there's the difference between your gimel and your dalet. Be your gimel when it's loy chazina deshakal. So then we're mekel. First of all, who says there was a greira? And if there was a greira, there was an achila. Well, Abai is a little bit sus. Abai says like this: like after, how be a dalit, how be a gimel? Be a gimel, the shechiyah rifta b'chul abadei. Be a gimel, where bread is plentiful. So the chulda is not matzniya. It's not matzniya. Any if the chulda takes any chametz, it's not matzniya. It eats it up. Mashen can be a dalit where bread is not so plentiful. So the chulda is likely to take the chametz and squirrel it away. So mainly a dalit is more chametz. The Mishnah is talking about a gimel, but the business about being matzniya, that's talking about be a dalet. The Mishnah that says we're not chayshish and shemegiri childo, that's be a gimel, or the night after your gimel by b'dikas chametz, and the Bais is talking about that. But the Mishnah that says that you have to be matzniya, the part of the Mishnah that says that you have to be matzniya, that's talking about be a dalet is mocham. So it's so Abai is saying that be a gimel where mekel. ein chayshin shemagir rechilda. The basis for the kula is not that we don't think chuldas are around. The basis for the kula is that we say that even if the chulda took some chametz, it would have eaten it up. So Taisa says in that, Pirish, Pe'omim she'enim she'eres, Pa'am she'enim she'eres. But the lashon of the Mishnah of the Gemara was, the lashon of the Rabbi was, b'shteishos loy m'shayra, that it's not m'shayra, it was definitive, there's a definite achilo. The Taisa says it doesn't mean there's a definite achilo, it means there's a sofek achilo. Pa'am she'enim she'eres. La'ochi heichet le'chazina le'chashina, and therefore, if it's le'chazina d'shakal, so we're not chayshish, because came in the field of gira pa'am she'enim she'eres. It's like a double suffix. First of all, who says that the chulda took anything? And if it took anything, maybe it didn't leave it. Maybe it ate it all up to the last drop. Maybe it was good to the last drop. So the mela, you have a double suffix, and we're making. Avalecha de chazinon, but where we saw that it took. So then Chazinon came into Pa'am Mishayeres. When it was Chazinon de Shokol, the Mishnah says Chazinon de Shokol, you don't rely on Achil. Because it's not definite that it's not Mashayer. Zabai's Lashon was that on your gimbal it's not Mashayer. So Taisa says it can't be that it's definitely not Mashayer. The Mishnah says, but Chazinon de Shokol, you have to be Chashish. What do you mean? It definitely ate it up. Abai never meant to say it definitely ate it up. It meant that B'mokum Sofik Gvera, we could rely on the fact that maybe it ate it up. So it's a double Sofik. But the Chazinon de Shokol, it's only a single Sofik, so there we have to be Machir. The bread is scarce. The chulda already knows that bread now is a scarce resource, so it's definitely going to be mashayer. And therefore, even by lechazina de shokol, you can't rely on a suffix on the achila because it's taka. There is no achila. It's mashayer. So all you have is the one suffix. On the one suffix, you have to be machmir. The gabei basar, afilu chazina lechashino. Basar is more chomer. Basar, even if we saw the chulda take an effel, we would assume that it ate it all up. The le'olam le'im she'eres. But also shapir abayik erabzer. I mean, abayik is stum with erabzer. Now the taste is obscure. What does taste want? What's driving taste to say that abayik has to stum with erabzer? Like mechatesa. Like, what's the agenda of the taste altogether? Not so clear. Maybe we'll see. Maybe we'll have a. I have an idea. But let's hold off for a second. But a component, it's moving in places that Abai holds like Abzer. And Abai is definitely mechalek between a Sofik and a Vavik. That's the whole basis of that. Taisus says in Abai, elaborates on Abai, that Abai says that when you have chomus lying around, we're chayshish that the chulda might have taken it. But since it's only a shash, it's only a Sofik, so the Sofik achila makes it into a double Sofik. So then it's a vadai. By a vadai, suffik achila doesn't work. At least not by lechem. Bosu is different. And Taisus then says that Abai is Rav Zera. So it's mubur lehedyin Taisus that Rav Zera would be mechalik also between chazina deshakal and loy chazina deshakal, between a vadai and a suffik. That by loy chazina deshakal, where it's only a suffik, so the suffik achila helps, becomes a double suffik. By chazina de shokal, then the suffak by chazina de shokal, then the suffak achil, which is only a suffak, doesn't help. The kitzur. Make a long story short. It's mevur lehedi in this tesis. There are various mechalik also between a vada greira and a suffak greira. So that leads to the following question: if Rav Zera himself agrees that by a Sofa Greira, we could rely on a Sofa Gachilo. It's only by a Vade Greira, by Chazina de Shokol, that we can't rely on Achilo. But by a Sofa Greira, we could rely on Achilo. Then what forced Rav Zera to make a distinction between Basar and Lechem? Madura Sakam is also only a Sofa Greira. The Sofa Gnefel. It's also only a Sofa. So, what was Abai's problem in the first place? Abai's mechalik between Basar and Lech. Basar, he himself says, by Basar, I feel a vadai, even if it's a vadai nefel, the chulda eats it up. We know that we assume the chulda eats it up. Make a taste. That's not the case. The case in Medura Sakam is not a vadai nefel. The case in Medura Sakam, granted, is a Sofik nefel. That was Rav's teretz. There it's only a suffix. Suffix might be they suffix. Chazina de Shokal is a vadai. Taishas are telling me the Reb Zeir also has that distinction. Chazina de Shokal is a vadai, so therefore a suffix achili doesn't help. Loi chazina de Shokal is a suffix. By a suffix, a suffix helps. Suffix achila helps by a suffix vera. So if Reb Zeir had that same distinction, then there's your teretz to Madur Sakam right there. What forced Reb Zeir to be mechadish, a new distinction, that bus is more chomer, by buser it's a vada that eats it all up. So, L'Spera, what could be a teretz for this? I mean, it's the obvious problem. If not for the Tosis, we'll see, maybe this way to say the Rebbe Zeir is not mechalek. He thinks even by a suffix we don't rely on achil. We could have machshavos. We'll see that. But in Tosis Mufush, that Rebbe Zeir has the distinction between suffigera and vadigera. Achil is mighty from a suffigera, it's not mighty from a vadigera. Mamash al derech l'chayra, it's mamash al derech. So if Reb Zeir is mamish like Rava, so then what does he need to make new distinctions? Bus or lechem? What was wrong with Rava's malach? Madur Sakam is only a suffix. Reb Zeir himself is mechalek to nevada in a suffix. So look, Torah. The answer is that Madur Sakam, even though it's only a suffix, but Reb Zeir felt that there, it's not going to help the fact that Madur Sakam is only a suffix, because it's a suffix to Mishus Hayochid, and a suffix to Mishus Hayochid, you could have 50 sefikas called sefikas shetamar, but they're all tummy. So why does it help that it's a double suffix? It's a suffix if there was an Ephel there in the first place, and it's a suffix if the chulde ate it up. So what? So you have two sefikas. Two sefikas Mishus Hayochid should still be tummy. So just like in the Mishnah, if Achilu was a Vadai, that would be fine. That would be nice. If Achilu was a Vadai, it's a Vadai. So you could be Matayan and Dursakam with a Vadai. But you see in the Mishnah that it's not a Vadai. By Chazinu Deshokal, we don't rely on Achilu. Obviously, Achilu is not a Vadai. We don't say the Chudu a Vadai ate it up. So Dursakam, so Achilu, what is it? Maximum, it's a Suffolk. If Achilu is only a Suffolk, so by Dursakam, suffix doesn't help because he could be married as many sefikas as he wants. It still ought to be tummy. Therefore, Reb Zeir had to be mechalek that boser is not a suffix at all. By boser, the achil is a vada. Okay, so let's go on. There's a lot of chesed here. We'll go step by step. Derech binyan. Rava doesn't accept that. The Rava says Madur Sakam is mutter because it's a suffix. Suffix makes me a suffix. What happened to the issue about suffix tum b'shus yachid? That was Taisus and Mal. Taisus Taka asked the Rava, what happened to the nif suffix tum b'shus yachid? What does it help that Madur Sakam is only a suffix? No, so I have a lot of sakes. So suffix tum b'shus yachid. So what does it help? Taisus two terutz. The first terutz in Taisus was that the suffix nefil is a shvach suffix because it's a suffix deal. The second teresentesis is that the suffix achila is a strong suffix. It's parable of Ade. Now, nechseana. Reb Zeir, teresen amid beis. We have to say, teresen amid beis. Says that Reb Zeir has the distinction of Adi and Suffolk. So how come he needs to be Mechalik? Why did he need to say, what was bothering Reb Zeir about Madur Sakam? He must have thought Madur Sakam had the din of Suffolk to Mishus Yochid. He could be Marbis Sekis. As many Sekis as he Marbis, still tell me. So he's Chalik, apparently he's Mechalik as Reb Zeir and Rava. Rava thinks that Suffolk, that Madur Sakam does not have a din of Suffolk to Mishus Yochid. And Reb Zeir thinks that Madur Sakam does have a din of Suffolk to Mishus Yochid. So something like this. Mishnah according to the second, where's there a remes there in the Gemara? It comes after you have a new machlekas of Zeir and Rav. Rava thinks the Tafa Kuma should say Yochid. Rava thinks that Medur Sa'akum, you could be matter with the Safak Achil. What happened in a Safak Tum should say Yochid? So yeah, so Rava thinks no, this, for some reason it's different. Like this is in the Tzad Aleph. Rav Zera doesn't think it's different. Rav Zera thinks that Medur Sa'akum is like a regular Safak Tum should say Yochid. A Safak Achil is not going to be good enough. You need a Vada Achil like Vasa. So with which Teretz and Tosis does that go better with? It goes much better with the second Teretz of Tosis. Because in the second Teretz of Tosis, why does Rava think that Medur Sa'akum, that Medur Sa'akum is different than a regular Safak Tum B'Shusei Yochid? Why is Medur Sa'akum more kal than a regular Safak Tum B'Shusei Yochid? It's because the achila is nidoin the suffolk hirogal korav levada. The achila is a very strong suffolk. It's a suffolk that's meitimidei suffolk. Maybe even should be meitimidei vada. That's Tosis Teda. And the Gemara even has a tzadish meitimidei vada. But Rava says no. Rava is mechadish, not meitimidei vada. That's in the Mishnah of Chazina de Shokol. But it's such a strong suffolk that it has there's a room to argue that maybe it should even be meitimidei vada. So what kind of suffolk is that? The suffolk hirogal. It's the regilus. The suffix that comes out of a regulus talked about the statistical probability. That's a very strong suffix. Reb Zera, l'chayre, has to be chayre connect. Reb Zera thinks that the suffix achila you have by lechem is not a special kind of suffix. It doesn't have the special status of hepta harogel. It's just a regular suffix to him, which is just a regular suffix. So I think that's tenable in the Gemara. That was. Whenever the Machlaikis, if there's a Machlaikis in Rav and Rav Zera, it should be alluded to in the Gemara. You can't make up some Machlaikis that there's no remez to in the Gemara. If there's a Machlaikis in Rav and Rav Zera, it should say it in the Gemara. So where does it say it in the Gemara? It says, this is okay, it says in the Gemara, because Rav is Mechadish, that the Safak Achil is Meitzim Yidei Safak. So there's a Chiddush in Rav, that this Safak Achil is a strong kind of Safak. We're talking about Safak Kumush Shiyochid. Regular Sek is not enough. We need some kind of bigger, because Sekeb Shusiyochid doesn't help me. So there must be something stronger about the suffix. So that's what Rava says that. Rava says, by Medur Sa'akim, since it's a suffix, the suffix Achila is mighty from the suffix. So it says in Rava that the suffix Achila is more than just a regular suffix. A regular suffix by suffix Duma would not be mighty in the suffix, because it would just be a plain vanilla Sekeb. Sekeb Shusiyochid is tummy. So Rava said that this is a stronger suffix. This is a suffix that has been koyach. It's a Safak HaRogel that has bekoyach to be mighty from a Safak, even by Safak Tum B'Shusayoch. And Rav Zera didn't say that. Rav Zera is not on board with that. That's fine. That's in the Gemara. I mean, I could put that into the Gemara. So that's fine. I think Tosis on base, the second Tosis and Tosis and Al, that could stem with this Ma'al. And it would come out, if he said, that the Nekudas HaMachlokes between Rav and Rav Zera is in what? That lefi rova suffik achil is a heter is a suffik heter arogel. It's not stama suffik. It's a suffik korav levadai. It's a powerful suffik. That's why we should say yochid. It could be matar suffik. Even though it's just a yochid, sveke doesn't work. But this is a powerful suffik that the suffik itself is korav levadai and the regilus is mati. It's not to be mighty in devadai, but to be mighty in suffik it's mighty. The heter over here is not sveke seiko. The heter is the regilus itself. The suffik arogel is matir. But it's only matir in a matzav of stuffik. It's not matir in a matzav of vada. And that nekuda Rav Zera is chaylik. Rav Zera says, chilo, achil is a regular stuffik. Not a powerful stuffik, a het arogel. It's a plain vanilla stuffik. But what does it give you? Sveik seka. We should say, oh, sveik seka doesn't help. Al kofik must be bosses different, bosses of vada. And the emphasis is, I think it's very madrikan, Tosis on the base. But Tosis on the base is madvir abaye. It happened to be at Gimel, where there's a suffix, maybe the chuldah was Mashiach, so there we are, Mekel, by Leichazino. But on Yedalad, Yedalad more Machmir. So Tosis' lesson is, sometimes it's not Mashiach. Meaning, sometimes it eats it up. Be rova, it's not sometimes. It's almost always. Horrible about it. The only side of Rava is that achila, a little bit confusing, loy mishara means achila. So Tait says, ka'am she'ena mishayas. Sometimes, he's explaining Abaye. Abaye says, and you gimel, we could be mekel, if it's like hazina deshakel, we could be mekel, because pam she'ena mishayas. What means pam? Much more than pam. It's karv levadai she'ena mishayas. That's all he said in Rava, that achil is karv levadai. Teretz is in Echanami, that's Rava. But and that is self and that Abai is chayla, and that Rav Zera is chayla. He's going. He's saying that Abai is like Rav Zera. Rav Zera says it's not a. It's not karv levada. Achil is not a karv levada. Achil is an ordinary suffix. So that's lashon. Pam shenem shere. Sometimes it's not mishaya. Sometimes it is sidam. Sometimes yes. Sometimes not. Let's say it's 50-50. Fine. So anyud gimel. It's 50-50. But it's a suffix. Suffix. It's like hazina deshakel. It's a suffix in the first place. So it's a suffix in the first place if there was ever a greyer here altogether. And even if there was a greyer, there's a 50-50 chance that it was achla v'lei mishayra. Then we're good. I think it's meduik in this tesis. Amid Beis tesis said that it's a karv levadai. And Amid Aleph rather, he says in Rav, it's a karv levadai. And Amid Beis tesis said that it's only a 50-50. Pam shenim mishayras. The answer is yeah, because Amid Beis is going in Abaye, and he says Abaye is like Abzer. And I thought maybe furthermore, this I'm not 100% sure. Yeah, we'll have to, when we get to the Sugya Amid Beis, maybe we'll think it through again. But I think maybe this is why, I said before, what's driving Taisus to say that Abaye is like Abzera? Why did Abaye have to be like Abzera? Like, it's not so clear. Where in the Cheshbon over here is it Mukhuk that Abaye is like Abzera? Why can it be like Rava? It's Karv Levadai. Why can it be like Rava? But Yud Gimel is Karv Levadai, that there was an Achila, and you Dalad not. Maybe, I'm not sure about this, but maybe the pshat in Tosfos is that Tosfos thought that the nekudas ha'machlokes is now between Rava and Rav Zera is that lefi Rava, bir gimel, it's vadai, karv levadai, that it eats it up. Lefi Rav Zera, and that's why even by Medrash Akum you could rely on it. Because this is karv levadai, and it's maisi from a tzofik. It's a karv levadai being maisi from a tzofik. That works even by a tzofik to Mishas Yerachim. And Rav Zera thinks it's only 50-50. So by tzofik to Mishas Yerachim, it doesn't help me. But the rest of the parts is different. So then the kudus and achleikus between Rava and Rav Zera is, again, we're talking Yud Gimel, the Mishnah talking Yud Gimel, chazit lechit. So it is Yud Gimel, is it karav levadai that the chulde eats it up, or is it a 50-50 that the chulde eats it up? Now, Abai wants to make a chadish, that Yudalad things change. Yudalad the teva changes. Yudalad, it becomes Yudalad, even though it's like chadina de shokal, but on Yudalad, it's very, the chulde probably leaves stuff over. But maybe Tosfos was bothered. Lefi Rava, it would come out if Rava would agree to this, then it would come out that the teva of the chulda from Yud Gimel to Yud Dalet is mitzapech min akotz el akotz. For Yud Gimel is karv levadai that eats it up, and for Yud Dalet it's like karv levadai that it leaves over. Maybe Tosfos thought that's a doifik from Yud Gimel to Yud Dalet. The chulda changes 180 degrees. Lefi Abzera says no. Abaye is like Abzera. Lefi Abzera, it's like it's easier. Even on your gimel, it's only 50-50. So your dalad, where the food starts to become scarce, so the chulda changes a little bit. So that little bit tips the scale. Now already, the roiv on your dalad, the roiv is that the chulda leaves over. The chulda is matzliya. Since even on your gimel, it's 50-50. So your dalad, it's your dalad, the extra, the fact that the bread becomes scarce, it's machriya that now already you can't rely on that stuff. Ulay. Upon him, this is all if we go with the second teretz of tesis. What if you go with the first teretz of tesis? And Amid Aleph. First teretz, right again, tesis and Amid Aleph asked, what's your other teretz? And Medurus Akum is a suffix, suffix, amazing, they suffix. You should say, Yochid, call Tumish at the marble of suffix, Tumish, Yochid, you can have on the sake, it's all tummy. So the first teretz of tesis was, we've been talking about now the second teretz of tesis. That the achila is karv levadai, so it's stronger. The first teretz in Tosfos was that suffik nefel is like a suffik bia; it's a weak suffik. So since suffik nefel in the first place is a weak suffik, so Chazal said to the machmer in the suffik, but none. The chashash derabanan. Medua sakam is only din derabanan. The chutzpah they weren't guys. We saw in the tesis before. The chashash derabanan. So this is a weak sofik. The tesis says this is a weak sofik. Then maybe there's a nefil. It's a sofik bia. It's a shvach sofik. So this weak sofik does not have a din that's fake shveika b'shut yochid is awesome. The one sofik itself is awesome. Medua sakam at mayim. But if you add another suffix to it, then we could be makel, so I say. Well, what about Rabbi Zeira? Rabbi Zeira thinks that Medura Sa'akum, Rabbi Zeira doesn't want to answer Medura. Rabbi Zeira thinks that Medura Sa'akum should be Tomei, except that it's Bosser. But if Medura Sa'akum be Lechem, Rabbi Zeira thinks that it would be Rabzera thinks that it would be tummy. If the nefil was made out of, was a gingerbread man, was made out of chametz, so Rabzera thinks that the bias would be tummy. Why would the bias be tummy? Sfek sfekum. Rabzera himself says, Taisa says Rabzera agrees that by a suffix you can rely on achil. Two sfekas is a double suffix. So sfek sfekum is mutter. I it's a suffix tumba shisiyach. The Taisa says it's a suffix bila. It doesn't have a regular than a suffix tumba shisiyach. Elamai, maybe we'll say, oh, that's what Rabbi argues on. Maybe that's what Reb Zeira argues on. Reb Zeira doesn't think it has a din of a suffix bila. That's very hard to say. That's sosim the Gemara. There's a machlokes Reb Zeira and Rava about the nature of suffix nefil. That Rava thinks suffix nefil is a suffix bila. It's a weak suffix. And therefore, there's a din that it doesn't have the din of sfek seikim b'shusayochid, and Reb Zeira thinks that sfek nefil is a strong sfek, and it has it in the sfek seikim b'shusayochid. It's very sosim in the Gemara. Where does it say that in the Gemara anywhere? Bela could say that the machlekes Rav and Reb Zeira in the nature of sfek ochal. So that I can read into the words of the Gemara when Rav has said that the sfek achil is mitzim de sfek. By sofik tumba shusayochid, he's saying that it's a karav levade. You see, anyway, from the whole emshel chamar, the more stan sofik mitzvim devade is it mitzvim devade, not mitzvim devade. So all the rishonim say, Taisus, all the rishonim say, and many other rishonim say, obviously we're not talking about a regular sofik, talking about a sofik arogel. So Rav is mechadish when he says that a sofik is mitzvim sofik shusayochid. He's mechadish to the sofik arogel, and over there doesn't have that. He didn't go along with that. But if you go to the first teretz of Taisus, that this is stam as this on a technical for technical reasons. This suffix nefil b'shusayochid doesn't have a din. Medura Sa'akam doesn't have a din of a suffix tumba b'shusayochid because suffix nefil is a shach suffix. And if we're going to say that Reb Zeira is choylik on that, where's that merumus in the Gemara? There's no remus from machlekes in the Gemara. There's a lot to stick into the Gemara. So what's going to be the first? So the kids, I want to know the first teretz in the Gemara. The first teretz in Taisus, and I'm an aleph. The first teretz in Taisus is that sofik nefel, sofik bia, does not have the din of sofik tum b'shusyach. Mistama, nobody's chaylik on that. I mean, if it's true, then there's no mokka that there's a machlekes amaroyim about that. It might not be true, but if Taisus is positing that it's true, then mistama is pilu kuli alma. It's not like there's a Gemara that where we could read into a we could. No, it's not like there's some Gemara into which we could read this machlekes. If Rav is assuming it's not a suffik tumba shusayochid because of this technical side reason that suffik nefil is like a suffik bia, then that's a dava pashut in the sugya. And if it's a dava pashut in the sugya, then Rav Zeira also goes with that. And then we're back to square one. Rav Taisa says in Amud Beis that Rav Zeira himself also is mechalek in badi and suffik, and that by a double suffik, Rav Zeira is also mekel. What does Reb Zeira want from Medura Sa'akum? What does it have to? What's Bosa Lechem? Let it be Lechem. It's a double Sofik. Sofik Nefil, Sofik Achilo. Like Sofik Tumba Shusayochid? It's not a Sofik Tumba Shusayochid. It's a Sofik Al. It's a Sofik Bila. It's a different kind of Sofik. It doesn't have the din of a Sofik Tumba Shusayochid. So it's a regular, it has regular din of a Sfek Seiko. So why is it, what does Reb Zeira have to, why does they have to pass the Chil between Bosa and Lechem? So here I think there's two possibilities. The emes is, in the Chiddush HaRan, it's really his yachsus for this. A little bit, it's very short, the Chiddush HaRan. It's very brief. But the emes is the yachsus for the Shaila. What does Abzeira hold? That's it, like the lechem b'shayra. It's going on Reb Zera. So first it says lechem b'shayra. It says sofek duma b'shayra. That's why by chazina d'shokal we chayshish. By lo chazina d'shokal we not chayshish. Now, how come Medu is Akam if it would be Lechem, we'd be Chayshish? Why do you have to say the boss is different? So he says two things. The second thing that he says is there are Zera holes that Medu is Akam, if it would be Lechem, which is only a Suffolk, then Medu is Akam would be Tomei because it's a Suffolk Tumba Shasayochid. Like we said, the first Malach in based. But then before that, the Ram says that maybe Reb Zera holds. Apagav to Medur Sa'akum, he says like Medur Sa'akum, kilu chazinan shekovru shom nifleyem naktinan lu. Medur Sa'akum is as if we saw them being covered in the fallen. What's he saying? Say, Reb Zera holds Medur Sa'akum is not a sofik, it's a vav. What does that mean? Oh, it's a Suffolk. I mean, it's a Suffolk. Rava says the Pharisee that it's a Suffolk. Rava says, do it, Sakam, Suffolk, Mitzvah, they Suffolk. So the Ran says in the first Malah that that's the Nekudah Smachlaikis. Rava says, Madura Sakam is a Suffolk. And the Nekudah that Abzera is Chalukan is that Abzera thinks that Madura Sakam is a Vada. What they're arguing with Tzias. In Iran is saying, Reb Zera holds since Chazal were misakin to be chayshish for the following by Madura Sakim. So the takana was to treat it like a vada, like chutzlarts, like eretz amim, tumas eretz amim. It's also mishum asofik. But now there's a din tumas eretz amim. We're not done each time as it's enough. So Madura Sakim, Reb Zera held is needed like a vada. Chazal were goyish to tumas Madura Sakim. The two of vada is in the following. So how does Achilu take it off? It's only a Suffolk. It's like Chazina de Shaka. So Reb Zera says, Bosa must be different. Bosa is a Vada. That's already, so why doesn't that have the same, why doesn't that open the same objection I said before? Where does it say that in the Gemara? It's saying a new Machlekes of Dei and Rava. A Rava holds Madura Sakam as a Suffolk, and Reb Zera thinks Madura Sakam is a Vada. Where does it say that in the Gemara? The answer is it says it in the Gemara because Rava said, Rava's answer for Madura Sakam was that since Madura Sakam is a Suffolk, so a Suffolk Achil is Maitzi from a Suffolk Nefil. Now, since Reb Zera also is mechalik in our Mishnah. Reb Zera agrees that the difference between the shakal lechaz and the shakal. Reb Zera also knows the difference between the vada and the sof. So which part of what Rava said is a chiddush and it's not like Reb Zera? Reb Zera is chiddush on something. Rava said, I thought medur sakim is a sofik mitzvah de sofik. Sofik achil is mitzvah de sofik sofik nefer. Which part of that is Reb Zera chiddush? I think here it's totally. These really the two sodom in the Ran. The second side in the Ran is that Reb Zera is chiluk on the second part. And where Rava said, Sofak Achila is mighty. That's and the Sofak Achila part. Rava said, Sofak Achila is mighty from a Sofak Nefel. What do you mean? It's not suffix tumah shesheyochid. It must be suffix chilus. It's more than a regular suffix. It's karov levadai, and that rabbi is chilus. He doesn't think that achila has the din of a suffix karov levadai. No, he's chiluk on the suffix mitzi part. Rava says achila is mitzi mitzi suffix nefil. So I mean, the part that's controversial in Rava's memra is the achila being a suffix that's mitzi, meaning a karov levadai that could be mitzi from a suffix even mishesheyochid. And that Rav Zera doesn't have. He thinks it's a topic hashoku, but Shusha Yochid doesn't help. The other mahalak in the Ran is that the nekuda that the Rav Zera doesn't agree to is what that Rava called Meduris Akam a Sofik. Once Meduris Akam is a Sofik, then the rest flows automatically. If it's a Sofik, about a Sofik, it's a Sofik. Rav Zera might agree to that. But what Rav Zera doesn't agree to is that Meduris Akam is a Sofik. Rav Zera thinks Meduris Akam, since Chazal and Mesakam Tumim, Meduris Akam is a Vadai. So it's a valid, the machlekes says in the Gemara, it says it in Rava. Rava says something that Rav Zera doesn't agree to. But which part of what Rava said that Rav Zera not agree to? So those are the two tzadim in the Ran. The first tzad in the Ran is that what is the part that Rav Zera doesn't like is that you call him Meduris Akam and Sofik. The second tzad in the Ran is that the part that Rav Zera doesn't like is that you're calling Meduris Akam. Is that you're calling Suffolk Achila a Suffolk that could be mighty from a Suffolk even in Rishisayach, even by Suffolk Tum Rishisayach? That means a Suffolk Heter Arogo. It's a powerful Suffolk. The Arab Zera doesn't have. It's an ordinary Suffolk. Doing Sakam doesn't work because it's Suffolk Tum Rishisayach. I think it corresponds to the two Teutzim and Taisus. Why does Rava think that it doesn't have a Suffolk Tum Rishisayach? If the reason why Rava thinks it doesn't have it in Suffolk Tum B'Shesayochid is because of this din of Heter, really is because of the Chiddush that it's a Heter HaRogil, that it's a Suffolk HaRogil. So you explain with it, that's the Nekudas HaMachlekes, that's where Rav Zera doesn't agree to. But if the reason why Rava doesn't think that it's a Suffolk Tum B'Shesayochid is because the Suffolk Nefil is a Shracha Suffolk, then that must be the thing that Rav Zera doesn't go along with. Because if Rav Zera agrees to that, so then it's a Suffolk Achilo with the Suffolk Nefel, Suffolk might be a Suffolk. Rav Zera himself holds on that Suffolk might be a Suffolk. This is the number base. That Rav Zera is chelak on that nekuda. That Rava says Suffolk Nefil is a shracha Suffolk. Rav Zera says no, Suffolk Nefil is not a shracha Suffolk. But that's stam, y'all, that it's not a, that's stam that it's not a shracha Suffolk. They're not going to argue about the degree of Suffolk. They're not arguing that chilcha Suffolk tumish siyachin. It's not that Rava says even in a weak Suffolk you say Suffolk tumish siyachin. Rav Zera thinks even by a weak Suffolk you say Suffolk tumish siyachin is tar, is tamei. And Rava thinks no, a weak Suffolk is different. That it's no remnants in the Gemara that they're arguing about the din of Suffolk tumish siyachin. What you could read in the Gemara is that they're arguing on that Rava calls Meduris Sakam a Suffolk. That itself, Rav Zera doesn't agree to. You call him Meduris Sakam a Suffolk, it's not a Suffolk. To make a complicated story simple, it says in Tosfos Amud Beis that Rav Zera agrees that Achila is a Suffolk. Achila is a Suffolk, even by Lechem, Achila is a Suffolk. Then it's in Moli Tosfos Amud Beis, there could have been room to say, Rav Zera doesn't think Achila is a Suffolk at all by Lechem. He thinks that by Lechem we're not mistaken. We don't even think that it might have been an Achila. Avada, she's much, the chuld is much near Lechem. But the chuld eats up. Lechem, avadetz, matzniyah, there's no tzad achilo that it ate it up completely at all. That would be Rav Zera, we'd be fine. Shalom al Yisrael. But Taisun Rebbe says not the way. Taisun Rebbe says that Rav Zera himself agrees that achilo makes a suffer. Achilo makes a suffer. And that's the heter by Loi Chazina de Shaka. The heter by Lechazina de Shokel is that it's a double suffix. First of all, maybe it didn't take. And even if it took, maybe it ate. Adina de Shakal is only one suffix. The kids, it says in Taisa on the base that Reb Zeira agrees that Achila is a suffix. There's a suffix by every Greira Schulda that maybe it ended up completely. It was not Matzniach. Maybe not being valid, but at least be given. It's always a suffix. If that's true, given that that's the case, again, without Taisus, I could have argued maybe it's not the case. Maybe Reb Zeira doesn't subscribe to suffix Achila at all. It's not. We don't believe in Achila. Why is it mutter? We'll say maybe by Leich Hazina de Shakel we're not Chayish Figueira altogether. But Taisus Beis is not the way. Taisus says Reb Zeira. Maybe I didn't really elaborate this Nakuda either. What would the world have looked like if I didn't have Taisus and Reb Zeira? Maybe it's worth speaking out to. If without Taisus and Reb Zeira, there would be a mokum to learn Pshat and Reb Zeira. The Reb Zeira thinks that by Lechem there's no Tzofik Achille at all. I don't think that the Chulda, I don't even have a tzad that the Chulda ate it up completely. The Derech of Achai is still Matznia, like the Gemara says in the beginning of Kol Shah. And the Chulda is also Matznia. Ben Yigimel, Ben Yidal, the Chulda is a Matznia, there's no tzad Achille at all. That's why the Chazin of the Shakal is also, because there's no tzad Achille at all. And Madu Esakum, Abbas is different. If there's no tzad achil at all, so why does the Mishnah say that if it's chazin of the shakal, it's mutter ein chayish and shem agira chulda? What do you mean? Maybe it was geir and there's no tzad achil. So we could say that maybe Reb Zeira holds we're not chayish geir in the first place. We're not chayish geir. Achil is not a remedy, but we don't need a remedy because we're not chayish geir in the first place unless we saw it. That would have been a gans, I think, of actually quite fine mahalach and Reb Zeira. Taisus, for some reason, Amid Beis says nothing. Taisus, Amid Beis says that Reb Zeira agrees that there's such a thing as Achil. Achil is a suffix. There's a suffix Achil. By Chazin and Shokul, it doesn't help because it's only a single suffix. By Loi Chazin and Shokul, it helps because it's a double suffix. Very similar to what we have already in Rava. So if Reb Zeira holds all of that, so then what's the machlokes of Reb Zeira and Rava? How come when it comes to Mdur Sa'akum, Reb Zeira has to say bus is different? And Rava says, double suffix, very good, double suffix. Shalom al Yisrael. So simply, the bottom line is that in Ram is two Mahalchim, there's two answers for this. And I think they correspond to the two approaches in Taisus and the explanation of Rav. The M is Mdur Sa'akum is the suffix to Mishu Siyachid. So if Mdur Sa'akum is the suffix to Mishu Siyachid, what does it even help that it's a double suffix? What's Prat and Rob? So he says to Malcolm. First Malach is that Medua Sa'akum, Sophic Nephil is a very weak Sophic. So then the Ashes is that Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira thinks the Medura Sa'akam should be Osir, except that it's Basir. But if it's Basir, he thinks Medura Sa'akam should be Osir. Ah, it's a weak Sofit. Why is Medura Sa'akam Osir? It's a double Sofit. Maybe there was no Nephil. And if there was a Nephil, maybe there was an Achil. So it's a double Sofit. I don't even need super strong Karav Levadais. It's a regular double Sofit. It's a Tzvek Tzvek. So why does Reb Zeira think Medura Sa'akam is a problem? He needs to say, Nuchidush and Basir is different. Why? It's a double Sofit. It's a double Sofit. Ah, it's a Sofit, but it's a weak Sofit. Sofik Nephil is a weak Sofik. It's like a Sofik Bia. It's a weak Sofik. So what's going on in Reb Zeira? Why does Reb Zeira have a problem with Medura Sa'akum? He needs to say Bas is different. Even if Reb Zeira doesn't think that even if Reb Zeira doesn't subscribe to the notion that Achila is Karav Levadai, so it's not Karav Levadai, it's 50-50. So 50-50 is good enough. Sofik Nephil, Sofik Achila, snake snake. I Sofik Tum B'Shu Siyachid. It's not a Sofik Tum B'Shu Siyachid. It's a Sofik Bia. It's a weak Sofik. The Sofik Nephil is a weak Sofik. So it doesn't have the difference of Sofik Tum B'Shu Siyachid. So why is Reb Zeira not happy? So you have to say that Reb Zeira doesn't think that Sofik Nephil is a weak Sofik. He thinks that Sofik Nephil is a strong Sofik. And that's just a strong Sofik. It's either a strong Sofik. Well, at the Kola Focus, it's a strong Sofik. And the Rashi is even more. Maybe it's more than a strong suffix. Maybe it's like a vade because the takana was to treat it as a vade. And that's better in the Lashon of the Gemara. If Reb Zeira was just arguing with Rava, how strong a suffix is it? No remit to that in the Gemara. Rava holds it's a weak sofik, and Rav Zera says it's a strong sofik. So Rava thinks it doesn't have a din sofik tumah shesiyochid, and Rav Zera thinks it doesn't have a din sofik tumah shesiyochid, because they argue at the degree of the strength of the sofik nefil. That's very sosim in the Gemara. Where's the remit to that in the Gemara? Say like the Rav, it's more geshmak in the Gemara. Rava says medurah hakam is a sofik. Rav Zera says it's not a sofik. That I read into the Gemara. Rava says it's a sofik. Sofik makes him a sofik. And what nekudah does Zera disagree? Rav Zera disagrees. He doesn't think medurah hakam is a sofik. That could read into the Gemara. Rabbi Mechanic, Sophic Messi with a Sophic says, what Sophic Messi with a Sophic? It's Mudu Sakam. This is Takona that is to me. Mudu Sakam to me. That's not far fetched in Lashon Gemara. That's one Mahalach and the right. I think that stems with the first Teretz and Taisus in the Taisus of in Timtilem. Rabbi thinks Mudu Sakam is a Sophic. Sophic, good. Sophic Messi with a Sophic. It's a double Sophic. I don't even need the Karv Levadi part. And Reb Zera says, no, Mudu Sakam is a Vada. The other approach in the Ran is that well, sorry, with Taisus may be better. The other answer in Taisus for Rava is that Hakam Medurah Sakam is not called the Suffolk Tumah Shesiyochid. Hakam Medurah Sakam is Mutter. It's a Suffolk Tumah Shesiyochid. So the second answer in Taisus is because Suffolk Achila is a very is Karv Levada. What is Abzer, I think? He thinks not Karv Levada. He thinks it's 50-50. The Melech is 50-50, so it's Sofik Tumah B'Shesiyochid. And that's the second Malach in the Ran. There, Reb Zera thinks that Sofik, that Medurah Sakam, it's a Sofik. But so what if it's a Sofik? But it's a Sofik Tumah B'Shesiyochid with a Sofik Achila. Sofik plus Sofik is Tumah B'Shesiyochid. And that's, I think, that second Malach, it's the second Malach in Taisus, and it's the second Malach in the Ran. I think that stems with Taisus and Beis, who calls the Sofik Achila a 50-50 Sofik. Taisus and Beis and Mashmitz a 50-50 Sofik. And he says that because and he reads it into Abaye and he says Abaye is Kerab Zera. I think that stems very well with the second. That's better with the second Mahalach and Taisus, which is the second Mahalach in the Ran. That the Nekudas and Machlaikis with Rav and Reb Zera, the first Mahalach, the Nekudas and Machlaikis and Rav and Reb Zera is what's Medurah Sakam. It's Medurah Sakam of Vada or a Sofik. But they're not arguing about a Sofik Achila. A Sofik Achila is Karv Levada, maybe point to everybody. But Reb Zera thinks Medurah Sakam is a Vada in the first place. So if it's a Vada, Karv Levada is not good. So a Sofik is not Maisi with a Vada, even if it's Karv Levada. A Sofik Karv Levada is not Maisi from a Vada. Medurah Sakam, according to Reb Zera, is a Vada. So Mechtesa, Reb Zera, and Rav are arguing about the. They can't argue, it's not Mestava, they're arguing about both. Either they're arguing about the degree of Sofik Nefil, or they're arguing about the degree of the degree of Sofik Achila. So the first Mahalach in the Ran is that they're arguing about the degree of Sofik Nefil. Zera thinks it's a Vadai. If it's a Vadai, ain't Sofik Moitzim Ude Vadai, except that it's Boser. So Boser is Vadai Uvadai. If they're arguing about the Sofik Achila, then the Machlaikis is Rova thinks Sofik Achila is Karv Levadai. And Reb Zera thinks Sofik Achila is 50-50. I think the Taisus on the base goes like the second Mahalach and Taisus by us. Because Taisus on the base says that Sofik Achila is a 50-50 Dikas Sofik. And Abai Kerab Zera, and I think that's why he wants to say Abai Kerab Zera, because he doesn't want Yigimel to Yidalid to be a 180-degree turn in the Chuldah. You know, and Yigimel is Karv Levadai that it eats it all up, and Yidalid is Karv Levadai that it leaves over. Not Mestava. So he says, no, Abai is like Kerab Zera. So we're going from 50-50 to Karv Levadai. So it seems to be Machlekes Rav and Reb Zera, the degree of the Sofik of Sofik Achila. That's like the second Malach and Taisun Malach, not like the first Malach. That's the Tzuras of the Shmaitz in the Cheshbon. If you like the Cheshbon Tzuras of the Shmaitz, I think that's how the Sugis Cheshbon is out according to the two Malachim in Taisus. And Taisus in the base is like the second Malach. I think another very important Nekudah here in the Sugis, which we already talked about, but now it's a little bit more clear. When Isaac says in Rava that a Sofik Achila is mighty from a Sofik Greer. Not mighty from a Vadai, but it's mighty from a Sofik. And according to Taisus and Beis, Rav Zera agrees to that. That Sofik is mighty from a day, it's off. The Ran also learns that way. According to both sides of the Ran, Reb Zera agrees that Reb Zera agrees Sofik is Maitzim Dei Sofik. Either Medurah Sakam, he doesn't think is a Sofik. Either because Medur Sakam doesn't work, either because Medur Sakam is not a Suffolk, it's a Vadai, because they would gaze around it like a Gavadai. Or even if it is a Suffolk, but it's a Suffolk Tumba Shayochid, where double Suffolk doesn't help. But in the Ran, you also see that Rav Zeira agrees to Rava fundamentally that a double Suffolk is Mutter. Suffolk Greira with the Suffolk Achil is Mutter. Even if you're Rav Zeira. Again, before I had a sad that maybe Rav Zeira doesn't help from Suffolk Achil at all. But you see the Rishonim don't have it. Tyson and Mavay is clear that Rezeir has a Suffolk Achilo. In the Ran, also you see that in both Sodom, Rezeir has a Suffolk Achilo. He has a Suffolk Achilo. Even by Lechem, there is a Suffolk Achilo. So why is Medur Sa'akim, what's Rezeir's problem with Medur Sa'akim? Why do they have to say Bosser is different? So again, two Sodom and Ran. Either because Medur Sa'akim is a Vadai, so Suffolk Achilo is not going to help by a Vadai, or because it's Suffolk Tumbub Shisayochid, so called Sveikah Shatamar, but they're still Tomei. So it must be that Bosser, that it's Bosser, Bosser is different. So the Rishonim learned that even the Rav Zeira, Achila makes at least a Suffolk. Achila constitutes at least a Suffolk. And if you're over, for sure it's a Suffolk. And even more than a Suffolk, it's Karov Levadai. So in the Mishnah, the Mishnah is a Suffolk, Suffolk Vera. We're not talking about Chazina de Shokol. The Mishnah is not like Chazina de Shokol. So it's a Suffolk. The Mishnah says it's Mutter because it's Ein L'Dover Seif. We have to pay shish v'geres chulda because ain't the davar seif. The part of the Mishnah is we're not pay shish for the gver. Because of ain't the davar seif, we're not pay shish for the gver. What is the Mishnah needed for? Even if it would be pay shish for the gver. Even if it would be yes the davar seif. But we don't have to because it's safak achila. Safak achila is mighty from a safak gver. It's fake, fake. Maybe it's more than Suffolk, Sveik, Sveik, it's Karv Levadai, but even if you're observing, maybe it doesn't have the Karv Levadai, but Sveik, Sveik, it is. It's not a Suffolk Tumba Shisayochid. You know, in the midst of Sveik, Sveik, it's what helped me. So what do I need the end of Dovah Seif? What do I need the Mishnah to tell me end of Dovah Seif? No, you can learn a lot, maybe that the Mishnah means Adarech Raya. I mentioned at the beginning of the Sugya, Rav Chanan has a time, maybe the Mishnah just means to bring a Raya. Maybe that's the raya. The raya is that achilas might be the midday greyer. That's the raya. The raya is that it's a sveik sveik because ain't l'dava soif. So how come? What do we rely on? We rely on it's a sveik sveik. Even if there was a greyer, there was an achila. A little bit dochuk. So it's a little bit dochuk. Not matching the mission that it says to bring a raya to the end of suffolk achila of sveik sveik. Doesn't even need a raya. The emes is the mashal is the kasha. The mashal the mission is the kasha. Says, what do you need in the davar seif? It's a suffolk achilas mitzvah from a suffolk greyer. Mashos is a very difficult teretz. Hard to even know what he's saying. I think the mashos teretz is. I think what the mashos says. The maimer muskar. It's a problematic mashos. But what the mashal I think says is that the Mishnah really is litzdodim. There's two cases in the Mishnah. There's the case of mimokim lemokim in a bias, and then there's the case of mibayis lebayis mechotz lechotzur meiluyer. So it's like this: mimokim lemokim in one bias, it's really yesh l'davar seif. You could be baidik the whole house at once. Divide up every room, give it to a different person. You could bite it to all at once. There, up to now, I always learned, yeah, in Chrami, but they made a lay plug, they made everything equal. But since that, there, there would be a safe. But since Mi'elir, Mi'chatz L'chatzir, there will be aimed over a safe. So Chazal said, we're never Cheshish. Mashal learned that the way. Mashal learned, you know what? Mi'mokim L'mokim is Yeshud over a safe. You could be bite it all as obvious. You could be bite it all as obvious at the same time. So you know why we're not Cheshish? Because we rely on a Suffolk Achila. Suffolk Achila is mighty from a Suffolk Greyer. In Echanam, it has nothing to do with the end of Dover Seif. And they were talking Mechal between Chazina de Shokol and Le Chazina de Shokol. But Chazina de Shokol, you don't have a Sveik Sveik, then it's Taka, then you do need a Bdika. After you were Vedic one corner, I saw a Chul that was Sheikel Chometz, then I have to be Vedic it again. But, Me'ir Le'ir, or even me bias le bias. So there, he said, there it's right, ain't l'davar seif. Because it's ain't l'davar seif, So we're machmir even by chazina de shokal. So we're makel even by chazina de shokal. Even if we saw the full to take chametz from one bias, you wouldn't have to bedik the other bias because you know, then you don't have the six vekum. But then the other reason kicks in of ein l'davar seif, even by chazina de shokal. That the Gemara says that by chazina de shokal we're machmir and you need dika. That's only me mokum l'mokum in one bias. I mean, bias le bias, even by chazina de shokal, you don't need dika because ein l'davar seif. The Kitzur is learning the Mishnah Kilu. There's two babas in the Mishnah. I'm just saying two different things, two different halachas. I mean, bias le bias, there's a chilek chazina de shokal, no chazina de shokal. I'm sorry, mimokim le mokim in one bias. From room to room, there's a distinction chazina de shokal, no chazina de shokal. No chazina de shokal, it's mutter, sfeik sfeiko. Maybe there was no greira, and if there was a greira, maybe it ate it up. Chazina de shokal, you have to be by the beginning. Because then there's no tzvek seiko. And there's no time of ein l'dov asoif, because what's ein l'dov asoif? Siyesh l'dov asoif. You can be vedek all the rooms together and avoid the problem. So that's one din in the Mishnah. And then there's another din in the Mishnah. That me bias l'bias, or me ear l'ear, or me chotzer l'chotzer. So there, even if it was chazina d'shoka, so it's only one suffix. It's only one suffix. So we say no. There were makel even in such a case because ain't l'dov asif. If you're going to say that if the chulda took chometz from a bias, you have to be vayda kol abatim. It'll be ain't l'dov asif. So there we have to be makel even for such a case. Kan the mashal.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Ain't l'dov asif me ear l'ear just. It's only when you see it. When you see it, you'll check. You'll have to check one out.
Very good, very good. I think the Mashal understood that the case of Chazina de Shokal, let's say you have two batim, bias A and bias B. I was Baidik bias A, I wasn't Baidik bias B. I think the Mashal learned Chazina de Shokal means we saw the Chulda take Chametz out of bias B. We don't know where it went. That's called Chazina de Shokal. And we should have to be Baidik bias A again. Except that ain't l'dov asoif, you're gonna have to be like all the batim in the town, or all the batim in the city, or all the batim in the world. Ain't l'dov asoif. But that's not how Rashi learns. Rashi learns it's all in Bechal. It's hard to understand if the chulda took a comment out of one bias and I didn't see where it went. That's still a double suffix. Maybe the chulda didn't come here. Maybe it went somewhere else. And if it came here, maybe it was an achila. Like why is it only one suffix? And Rashi is prepared not the way. Rashi learns Chazina de Shokal means, we're at the first Rashi in the Gemara. Rashi says Chazina de Shokal means that it brought the Chometz here. So bias to bias doesn't mean the Chulda took out of one house and I don't know where it went. It means the Chulda took out of one house and it brought it to this house. So why is it in the Dover Soif? If I see a Chulda walking into this house, then it's the Dover Soif. I have to bring it again. So I don't know what's going on. I don't know. I think it's not like Rashi. And Mitzahatzmi is very sure of the Mashal. Why would it be true that if the Chulda took Chometz out of one bias, that should be called Chazina de Shokal now Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadei. What Vadei? Where's the Vadei? The Chulda took Chometz out of one house. I don't know. They went into my house. Where's the Vadei? The Gemara calls Chazina de Shokal of Vadei. Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadei. Rashi explains it's the Vadei because I saw it bring it here. But the Mashos to me seems to be learning that that's not the case. Bais le bais, ear le ear means if the Chulda took Chometz out of one city, all the cities need a Bdikah, but ain't l'dov asoif. I'm a Shapella the Mashal. But I don't know what to do. It's a mitzvah liyashu to be miyashu the Mashal. Maybe I'm misunderstanding something. Probably I'm misunderstanding something. But the nice thing is how are in the Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah, and we grappled this in the very beginning of the sugya, why does the Mishnah need to say this new din of Ein L'dov Asif? This new kul of Ein L'dov Asif? It's Suffolk, it's a safe sector. It's like Chazina de Shokal. Suffolk Achilles might see from a Suffolk, Suffolk bear. Again, I guess there's a back door. Rabbi Chanan said maybe it's B'derech Raya. The Mishnah is being a riot to the din of Sofik Meitzi B'Dei Sofik. It's a little bit dochuk. I mean, it's more than a little bit dochuk. The Mashal thought that the Mashal could also have said. The Mashal didn't think that was even an option. I was thinking maybe you could say a word like this. There's a Magen Mishnah in Perek Beis, Halacha Yud. You have a case like this. The Gemara is a case that you have Tesha Tziburim, Esa Tziburim, nine of Chametz and one of Matzah. Well, nine of Matzah and one of Chametz. And then a Fulda came and took one of the Tziburim and brought it into a house. The Gemara says, since Kol Kavur Kamechza Al-Mechza Dami, so you need Bdikah. And that's the Rambam passage. But the Ravid says, I think also says this, that it must be talking about a case where you didn't do Bittul, because if you did Bittul, then it would only be an Sveika Derabbanan, Sveika Derabbanan Lekula, even if it's Kavur, even if it's Kamechza Al-Mechza, but Sveika Derabbanan is Lekula. But the Rambam is moving that way. The Rambam is Mavur, at least the Rambam is Mashva, that that even if you didn't do Bittul, that even if you did Bittul, rather, even if you did Bittul, you need to be Baita. So I lived like, Shekol Kavu Kamechza Mechza Dami. So the Rabbi says, that's when you Bittul, that you have to be Mavatl, you have to be Mavatl again. But Bdika, you don't have to do Bdika again, because it's Sekadir Amon Lekul. So the Magen Mishnah says that here you don't say Sveikah Rabbanan Lekul. Because since I know that the kikur was brought into the house, I just have a stop of what it is. So he says, that's a lot you have to be baidik. He says, Dika was Nitkan Allah Sofik. Every house is a Sofik. Every house that you're baidik, there's a Sofik. Maybe there's no chametz in the house. Baidik, every mokum shemachnis and the chametz, you go down to the wine cellar, and maybe the shamish came in and he dropped some bread. It's a Sofik. So why do you say Sveikah Rabbanan Lekula? I should never have to be baited. I'll do Bittul. And then every Bdikah is Sveikah Rabbanan Lekula. Says the Magen Mishnah, Al-Kok, they were Misakin Bdikah Al-Sofik, then maybe this Chametz. So now I was baited already. Fine. So here I was already baited now. Then a Chulda comes in. I don't know what it brought in. So that precipitates. Now there's a new Sofik. Bdikah is Al-Sofik. Yeah, it has to know the parameters. It's only here where I know that a kikur went in, but I don't know what it is. If I would have a suffix, if the kikur went in the first place, so then I would say Sveikah Derabbanan Lekul. We'll see. This has to do with the sugyas and testament beis and yudam adal, all the sveikas over there in the Gemara, the various cases. So not in every case do we say this idea. Yeah, you know, but certainly, if you have chametz in the house, or there's a chash chametz in the house, no chametz in the house. Oh, I'll ask you a different question. I'll dare to Magen Mishnah. Every time you baidik your house. So it's a suffix. Magen Mishnah is a suffix. But they were mitakan bikalach ala suffix. So you have to be baidik anyway. Okay. Well, you know what? You shouldn't need a bikal. Regardless. Because there's a suffix and there's chametz in the house. Okay, so we don't say sveikah derabbanan lekula because they were mitakan bikal nonetheless. But why don't I say, if there's a chulda, if it's a house where it's chulda mitzuyasham, so I should say, look, there's only a suffix if it's chametz in the house. And there's a suffix, maybe the chulda ate it. Suffix makes me a suffix. There's a chulda roaming around in the house. I don't need the chulda to have for there to be a suffix, maybe even kar v'levadai, that the chulda ate the bread. The bread does not have to be in the chulda's house, the chulda's mouth. It doesn't have to be a case where the chulda carried the chametz in. If you have a chulda and a bread in the same house, you also have the suffix achilah. V'harai medurah sa'akum. The Gemara equates medurah sa'akum to the Mishnah. By medurah sa'akum, the nephil wasn't in the. I didn't see the nephil in the chulda's mouth, but there's a nephil, a suffix nephil in the house, and there's a chulda in the house, and that's called suffix meitzvi de suffix. Rava says that's called suffix meitzvi de suffix. And maybe even karav levade. Second teres and teres. That's even called karav levade. So and Rava's not mechalak lechem and basa. So you have lechem in the house, you have a chulda in the house. So the suffix achila should be mitzi from the suffix lechem in the house. Why do you ever have to, any person who has a chulda in his house should be potter from tikkus chametz. Be like cool. Buy a chulda and you only tikkus chametz. don't know what a chul is, but you probably wouldn't want to buy one and have it in your house. But a kaponim, a person who has a chul in his house, should be put to because chametz avad is not true. So the part of the answer is that that's a corollary of the Magen Mishnah. Not only do I not say sekad rabban lekula about chametz in my house, I don't treat it as a suffix. If you, a house that's not bodek needs bdika of bivada. Chazal mesaken that you have to buy the house with chametz. That's a vade, it's not a suffix. The house is vade toim bdika. I may be a chulde it up. Ain suffix, might see what they That's the case. And this could maybe the Ravid might also agree. The Ravid thinks that if I was biting my house already, and now I don't know, a kiko went in and it's kavua, I don't know what it was. So the Ravid holds that's they could drop on the kula. For that they weren't misakin dika. They were misakin dika for the chometz that you're mishtamish with in the house. The mokum that you're machnisim by chometz. But the chometz that maybe went in with the chulvah, that doesn't go into the takonas of dika. So mimele, that's time. It's a suffix. It's a suffix baalma. It's a suffix baalma. So you could have one in the kula. But the rabbi might agree. I think you have to agree that the chometz that's in your house that you're being baidik for, a vada we treat as that's a vada. That's not a suffix. Otherwise, you would never need dika. The chulda, the safak echil of the chulda, we might see from a chiyav dika's chametz. That even the rabbi agrees that where there's a chiyav dika already, that's a vaday, and ain't safak echil might see with a vad. If that's the case, then we can say very geshmak shat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying like this. The Mishnah is coming lapuke from the following position. One might say that every bias, the same way we're chayshish for mokum shemachnisim bechomet, that maybe the shamash dropped chomets all over the place. And that's mechayev dika. Maybe greira, the chash greira is mechayev dika. Maybe the same way you have to be baidik. Your shtei shu is bemartif. Because maybe the shamash was machnis from chomets. And that's a vadachayev dika. Sofak chil is not maitzi from that. So maybe sofak greira is like a sofak shamash. And mokum shemachnisim, if there's, even if I didn't see like chazina de shokol, but this chult us around. So, It's hold us around. So why don't I say that every the takonas of bdika is kollel the chash of shemagira chulda, and then sofak achila won't help, because if it's included in the takonas of bdika's chometz, then it's a vade, and then sofak moisim de vade. So maybe we should be chayshish for chuldas, they were chayshish for shamashim. And your whole house, even after you're by the one room, maybe it should still be called the Malkam Shemachnis of Chometz, because the Chulda might be Machnis Shem Chometz. You might call the rooms at the same time, because otherwise it's the Malkam Shachulda Machnis Shem Chometz. And then Safak Achila won't help. Any more than it helps for the Martif. I can't say, well, I don't have to be my Martif, because even for the Shamash, maybe the Shamash didn't drop any bread. And if he drops some bread, maybe a Chulda ate it. We don't say that. Because Chazal is sakin, but there is vada. You have to be baidik for the shamash. You have to be baidik for the chametz that the shamash dropped. So afan al derech zeh neimer that you have to be baidik for chametz that a chulda might be machnis, and that's part of the takanas of diko. And then sofak achila is not going to help you. Says the Mishnah, no, that's not in the takan, because then ain't l'dava soif. But that would be the case. You would never be able to be baidik, because how are you going to be baidik? You're going to be baidik, but there's still chuldas from other cities, other towns, other places. So you're never going to be able to be baidik. Al kochach the takonas habdika didn't include the chash of geres chulda. Elamai, okay, fine. Take the bdika out of the picture. So there's no takonas bdika, but maybe for the chulda brought chametz in. So forget takonas bdika, but maybe a chulda brought chametz in stamazay. So what? Ain't sof the sofik might see me they sofik. Maybe it did, but sofik achilas might see from a sofik greir. Like chazina de shokol. Chazina de shokol. So then forget bdika's chametz. First of all, Chazina de Shokol, maybe now I have a Chiyav Dika. But even without that, because if I saw Chometz was brought in, then I probably really have a Chiyav Dika. So then it's a vadai. I mean, it's a vadai in two counts. If it was chazina de shokel, then it's a double vadai. First of all, it's a vadai, now I have a vadai chiyabdika. And the emes is forget the chiyabdika. I have a vadai chomets. It's even worse than a chiyabdika. So then ain't sofik moisim de vadai. So I have both things have. Both things are true. The Mishnah needs to tell, the Mishnah is telling me that there's no takonis zibdika in geres chulin. Because if there would be a takonis zibdika, sofik chil wouldn't help me. So the Mishnah ain't chosh. Takonis zibdika doesn't include tachuk shash. LMI, let's be chosh. How many times the Matthias? How many times the Matthias sofik makes him a sofik? It's fake sacred. But if it's chazina de shokol, then already it's a vada, then there ain't sofik makes him a vada. I think the Teretz Merubach is also very shvach mitzaratma. I think it's the Teretz Merubach to the Mashal's kasha, the kasha that we were busy with in the beginning of the sukkah. What's this thing? Ein l'davar soif. What do we need ein l'davar soif? Safek achilus might see from a safek achilus might see from a safek chomes like chazina de shakel. Like Rava says like chazina de shakel. Safek is might see with a safek. Medurah sakam is vaday ein safek might see. Medurah sakam is a safek ein safek might see with a safek. Chazina de Shokol is a vade. Ain't sofik meitzim de vade. But that's why chazina de Shokol. Loish chazina de Shokol is not worse than medu esakum. Sofik's meitzim de sofik. Who needs this new din of ein l'davar soif? You need both things. You need the Mishnah to tell me ain't chayshish in that the no takan is a bdika in geres chulin. It's not like I'm chayshish for the shamash dropping food. I'm chayshish for the kids dropping food. There you have a takan is bdika. Sofik chayshish doesn't get you off the hook because it's a takan is bdika. There's no takan is bdika in geres chulin. Then there's another deal, a fight. Take Takonis Bdika off the table. Take it out of the picture. But what about the Chosafik itself? Do you have comments in your house? That's the topic much they suffer. That's already suffering much they suffer. And if it was Khalid the Shakal, then topic much they bother.
I mean, so the Inland Dover Soviet is taking away the Chiyav Bdika at the end of the day?
No Chiyav Bdika for Grace Khuldu. I don't say that without the din of Geres Chulda, without the din of the Mishnah, then the Chulda would be like a Shamish. And I would have to be baidik my house for chomets that a Chulda might have brought in. And if that was true, then Sofak Achil wouldn't help me. The same way Sofak Achil doesn't help me to not have to be baidik my martif. Because maybe the Shamish dropped chomets and maybe a Chulda ate it up. So Sofak might say they suffered. You have to be baidik because maybe a shamash dropped chametz over there. So that's like the Magen Mishnah. It's even better than the Magen Mishnah. Even the Rabbi might agree over here. That's called ala sofik niskano. Chametz, whatever chazdaru mitzaken bdika for. So then that's a vade. That's the Torah's vade. Bdika chametz is ala sofik niskano. That's how they were mitzaken bdika. So now this is a chametz bdika. You can't be mafkir a takonis bdika with a sofik bealma. So every Geres Chulda should be that way. So the Mishnah said, no, in the Takon of Dika, they didn't include Geres Chulda. Then we'll have a safe, then we will never be able to Bedik at all. So our Kochach, when they were Mesakin Bedika, they weren't Mesakin it for Geres Chulda. Elamai, Lukufa Dover, where the Meisel is a Shash. Yeah, the Meisel is a Shash, twice the Sofak Meisel, they suffered.
Rabbi,
yeah. It's also, by the way, it's very gishmak. Also, we had at the very beginning of Sukkah, where we were grappling Lefila Ran at the beginning of the Sechta, that the Mishnah is talking about without Bittul. We're talking about the Arises. So you're talking about the Arises, so what's that? Ein l'davar soif takes off the Arises. We said fancy Pshotim, it goes to what extent was the term Mechayev Tashbitu, to the extent that you satisfy Tashbitu, you're not everybody, Rabbi Motze. We had fancy Torah. I feel the people what I'm saying now, I think the Kasha disappears Me'elov. As far as the rice is concerned, suffix might be they suffer. You worry me the rice, maybe I have chomets. Maybe it might be for maybe. Maybe a chulda brought in, maybe the sukkah chulda ate it. But that taka doesn't need any of the safe. But even Rashi agrees, there's also takana, they have to be baidik laraner, there's a takana's bdika. And that takana's bdika is even, it takes off the din of suffix might be they suffer. Even Rashi, even though the Ran holds, right? When the Ran says at the beginning of the Masechta that the bdika of our Mishnah is without bittul, so it's a bdika of the araisa, so to speak. It's not mamish a bdika of the araisa. I mean, atayr sofik is maisi b'dei sofik. If you have a chulda mitzuya shami, the araisa, you don't have to be baited. That's a takana. And that takana wasn't said on Geres Chulda.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
in the, when the Gemara says chazina de shaka, so name achalta is not taken with a chiyuv bedika. The chiyuv bedika you have to do minan of shach because you can't say name achalta takes with a chiyuv bedika.
Name achalta does not take off the chiyuv bedika. We don't have a chiyuv bedika anyway. You don't have a chiyuv bedika because the chiyuv bedika wasn't set for gerus chulin.
However, it's chazina de shaka.
Chazina de shaka. I know, but by loy chazina de shaka. So that's the din of the Mishnah. Ein chayshish in shem giru chuldo. They were not mitzaken bdika for a chashash giru chuldo. So it's not part of the takanas bdika. Without the takanas bdika, why should it be chayshish? Suffix might seem to be suffix. Just fake, fake.
But if you saw it, if you saw the chuldo come from the house into your house with chavit. Then even if you say
the chulda coming to your house, then you probably have a takanas bdika too. But if you saw the chulda coming to your house, you have worse problems than the takanas bdika. You have chametz vada in your house, so it's a vada. Forget the vada of the takanas bdika. You have the vada of the chametz itself. So yeah, it's probably true. You have a takanas bdika too, but it's I don't need it. It's the vada chametz and ain sofik moitzi from the vada. It's also true that you would have a takanas bdika and ain sofik moitzi from the vada takanas bdika. But what do I have to talk about takanas bdika? Then I have a real chiyuv derais.
Isn't the Gemara Mashal the name Achalte, like Cheshishin? The Gemara says name Achalte, we shouldn't be Cheshish. And the Cheshishin is you have to be Boida. Like Tabi the Chazina Meshaka, Chazina Meshaka, Cheshishin, you're Chayv Bidika. To which the Gemara says name Achalte, you're not Chayv Bidika. Why would it not be Chayv Bidika if, even if name Achalte, that's just Chayv Bidika though?
Yeah, the Gemara in the Kasha thought that Achalte is a Vade probably. We're probably thought in the Kasha name Achalte. Well, let's think this through. What does Reb Zera think? What does Reb Zera think?
But then how'd your Kasha look? You know, I should ask on the mission itself.
Reb Zera thinks. A vada like that. Gemara thinks achalte is a vada. Because what did Reb Zera think? The Gemara's initial point of departure is similar to Reb Zera. I mean, that's just on first principles. The Gemara that asked the Kasha is a kind of Reb Zera Gemara because Reb Zera accepts the Kasha. He just says Madura Sakam is Buster, so it's different. But he accepts the terms of the Kasha. Rava rejects the terms of the Kasha. Hi, Mike. It's a vada, it's a suffix. But the one who accepted the terms of the Kasha is Reb Zera. So if you want to know what the Maxim thought, we need to know what Reb Zera thought. Well, Reb Zera thinks that Madur Sa'akum, that a Sofik Achila doesn't help by Madur Sa'akum. Either because Sofikum Shiyochid called Sofik Shatamar Beistil Tomei, or because he thinks Madur Sa'akum, the Takana was treated like a Vare Tumma. Toots Bonham in the Ran. But regardless, Reb Zera thinks that a Sofik Achila is not going to help by Madura Sakum. And yet the Mishnah says that by Madura Sakum, if there's a Chuldu V'chazir Mitzuyin Shom, it's Tar. It must be that there's a Vaday Achila. Reb Zera's answer is that it's Bosser, so by Bosser there really is a Vaday Achila. But you see that the terms of the Reb Zera, who accepts the terms of the question, he says that Madura, he holds that Madura Sakum is like a vaday tumah, and in order to be matir, it must be a vaday achilo. The Gemara said, "No, so chazina d'shokol tu, you have a vaday achilo." So Rav rejects the terms of the question. He says, "Hi, mai." He says medur takam is only a suffolk, and it doesn't have a din of suffolk tumah b'shishayochid, as it discusses. But the point I want to bring out, I think this is in principle this is true. The Makshin is like Reb Zera because Reb Zera is the one who accepts the terms of the question. And we know what Reb Zera thinks. At least we know what the Ran thinks, says the Reb Zera thinks. The Ran tells us what's pshat in Reb Zera. Because Reb Zera thought that Madura Sakam we treat like a vada. Again, either because the Takana was in Madura, it's like a vada Nefel, or because it's a Sofek Tum B'Shus V'Yochid, so Mimele, it doesn't matter how many Sfekas you have, everything should be Tomei. So we need some kind of vada to get out of it. So there must be a vada Achila. That's the terms of that's the question. You see from Madura Sakam that there's a vada Achila.
But then doesn't Marsha's question come back that the Gemara should have asked on the Mishnah without the time of Ilan Dorosay say Neim Achalte? Because according to Rabbi now, Neim Achalte does take away the Chiyuv Bedika because it's Vada.
I mean, why did the Mishnah? What do you need? Ainu davar soif. The Gemara should be not in the diuk of Chazina d'Shalka. The Gemara's diuk should be, why do you need the tam? Get that kasha taka. That question I'm not going to have a teretz for. Why the Gemara made the kasha on the diuk and not on the on what it says in the Mishnah? Ainu davar soif. What do you need to come on to Ainu davar soif? Okay. That kasha won't solve. I don't know if that kasha was so sure in the first place. That kasha I'm not going to solve. But the worst question is, so the Gemara is the more obvious question. You know, what do you have to come on? I could have asked, what do you have to come on to Ainu davar soif? Paperclay that there's a vade achilo. Gemara is a better kasha. Kasha on the din. In Mishnah's Mavur, it's only that ain't chayshishin. But if you knew about it, then it would be a problem. What do you mean? What happened to achalte? Imagine this. I'll leave it there. After Rava tells me that achil is mitzi from suffolk, achil is mitzi that suffolk is mitzi with a suffolk, that a suffolk achil is mitzi with a suffolk. So why do I need the din of ainu davar? Why do I need the svar of ainu davar soif? So that's I think this is a teretz merubach. I need the din of ainu davar soif to tell me there's no takonis bdiko, because if there'll be a takonis bdiko, then about it, the suffolk achil wouldn't be mitzi. Okay, good. I guess we'll stop here. Okay, see you tomorrow, Mr. Shem. We'll go on to the next Tysus.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay. Thank you,